Guess what decision we're about to make.
Horrible decision.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Horrible Decisions. Yes, that's right. You hear me, bitches. It's your girl, Mandy B, aka Full Court Pumps, aka Peg the Sound, aka that bitch.
Hey family, hey Whore Hive, it's Weezy, and we are in a foursome today.
We so are. I love
it's giving casting couch, actually.
I'm
maybe it's your outfit. This.
I'm down.
Your outfit is giving, like, is this an audition?
I mean, I'll take it.
I mean, you look like a hoe in a good way.
Yes,
thank you. That was my goal.
I
was
your like, hair?
Okay. No, she
please
literally
let
said,
me be able
what
to
should I wear?
Like, fully hoe this up.
You know? Yeah. So I'm excited, guys. Today, I am joined actually by some friends of mine that I met in the, at a party.
Yeah.
So we are joined today by Holly and her boyfriend, Dala. And it's even more than boyfriend, but we'll get into how you guys identify your relationship because that's why I asked you guys to come.
You have a very good, like, male sex operator voice.
Right?
Let's practice really quick.
I'm with that.
Okay, let me try. Okay, let me turn around so you don't get nervous.
Oh, yeah, you're role playing.
Hi,
right
is
now.
This the black male from New York?
It is.
Wow, what do I call you?
What would you like to call me?
I mean, I thought Jamal would be fun.
I don't know about that one.
God damn. Jamal.
You know, you just went real typical on me. Just threw me right off.
That's what you call me.
No, Dally, you were supposed to say, daddy dick. Yeah, you
know, I was like, I thought she was going to get more interesting than Jamal. So I gave her some room.
This ain't the party line.
Golden Rod.
If they pay you for it, I feel like you might get that.
I mean, you know, that one of the names.
So I guess before we get into y'all's relationship dynamic, which is what this is going to be about, I guess we can talk about a little bit how we met.
Okay.
So we were at a party.
I thought I had game, by the way, but
you thought I had.
I thought I had game. Like, I was about to, like, give you my best. Like, hey girl, you want some gummies? And you flipped it on me. Okay.
So I flipped it real quick. Okay. So y'all know I've been into drugs lately. Pretty much all of them, except for the white people one. Like, I don't
not
do
the sketchy stuff. Right?
Yeah. No.
People
no. I just
Molly White.
People definitely call Molly White. Not in Atlanta.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
no, I'm kidding.
I think like no, but like any kind of like ecstasy, MDMA was definitely white people drug.
When hot rappers, to Molly, I'm sweating. I think they made it very urban. Say,
when rappers started doing Molly, I think that's when everybody was like, oh, well, now we can also tell people we are.
Well, yeah,
right. That's true.
I mean, and of course,
true.
Even, so when I was
sure.
in Miami,
all drugs are,
another thing about Molly too, it's one of those drugs that got out of your system really quickly. So I remember back when I was fucking athletes and shit, them niggas was popping Molly during the season because like it was, if they got tested, their test was really for marijuana, of course.
Right.
I mean, still now, but
forever.
Because they knew how quickly it got out of their system, like they was popping that shit all when they came and played the heat, baby. But yeah, we were at a party and this party was actually, I thought it was a sex party. Like,
that's funny. Okay.
I was invited by other friends in the lifestyle that actually throw parties. Yeah, mutual friends of ours. So they was like, yeah, we got this party on Sunday. And I said, cool. So me and my man, we pulled up and we was just drinking. It was outside. It was good vibes. Yeah. It was fucking.
It was like, a great party.
It was a wonderful party.
Fun.
So of course I started getting drunk because that's what I do when I go out. And were you just sitting by me? Like, I think we just feel like we just started conversation.
Yeah.
And you were like, she met my energy. Like, y'all see, I'm talking like that. This is
Holly.
I was like, well, hey, like, you enjoying yourself?
Did you think you were going to a sex party? Like,
No. So I knew it was kind of like a... I had been... So I see why you thought it was a sex party, because they usually, like, that particular venue actually throws...
They host parties.
Yeah, they host play parties. So that night, we actually knew it was just kind of like a chill party, but we still, like, don't get... Like, we still did, like... sex party things like BYOB, and we were the only ones who brought a bottle, so hence those shots.
I had a bottle of Eagles in my back pocket.
Like a full bottle, like not like a small pocket type of bottle.
Just at the bar, I'm just hold on to this.
So it wasn't a sex party, but you met people in the lifestyle that night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, like she said, there were friends of ours who were, you know,
and so what's crazy about it is they throw this party on Sundays. Yeah. Almost as a way to find new people to come to the sex night. So they really curate, they want it to be a really good looking night with a lot of mix. So
why are you guys here? Why are you guys on Horrible Decisions?
Well, I want to finish because I started,
I promise I will wrap this story up real fast. Like I said, I was like, she's cute. I'm about to have some gummies. You want some gummies? Like, I'm thinking I'm about to get her some gummies and we're going to chop it up. And she was like, yeah, but I don't want a whole gummy. You're going to have to split it with me.
I said, just give me the ear.
Right. It was like a Sour Patch Kid. And she's like, I just want the ear. And I'm thinking, where is the ear? It's got to be this gummy. I was like, there's not going to be anything in it. But
so, and I told you, when I go out, my man is really big on watching how much drink intake I do.
Yeah.
So I said, come here, come split this gummy with us. And we split the gummy in a three-way kiss.
That's cute.
Adorable and sexy and raunchy and so cute. All at the same time, all of those things. And then she was like, quick, give me your number before I get too drunk. And I was that's genius.
So I exchanged numbers with her and we just started talking. But I guess as we kept talking, we've hung out a few times. We've went out to eat. They've joined me at the beach. Yeah. Had just bomb ass times.
Totally.
But can y'all explain to Weezy how you guys explained your relationship?
We got a bunch of people watching you on this couch. And we want to know. Because your man is next to you and you had a three-way kiss. So we were assuming
you're a cool ass nigga. Really,
right. She thought I was alone. He was chilling so hard, blowing a J.
Be honest.
She was I didn't even know you were here with someone. Because he was just I was chilling. Where's my gummy?
She told me that happened. I was like, I want one.
I want a three-way kiss or a gummy?
Both.
And then him and my man started talking and became friends too. So.
Yeah, they're talking business.
What brings you guys to Horrible?
Okay, so our relationship, right? I guess you want to know how we classify it. Funny enough, the one word I would use to classify our relationship is customized.
Mm-hmm. A customized relationship.
Yeah. How long have you been together?
Yeah. 6 years. 6 going on 7.
Okay. Do you have kids together?
No. We don't have any kids. We're
fucking too much. Too many other people. Technically, that's how you make.
No. we're probably traveling too much for kids. But we have a few businesses together, so we're doing a lot.
Yeah, little people are expensive.
Kids. Yeah,
they don't pay their own bills.
Right, so we gotta really be able to afford them.
And so it's not poly. Yeah. It's not open. It's not swinging. What is the name that y'all use though?
Oh, okay. So
I mean. Some of those things do
encompass our relationship. So I say we're lifestylers who are open. And the reason why I'll say that or we say that is because lifestylers are usually swingers that either date together as a couple or have a unicorn or a third or even a fourth sometimes. And that's kind of usually where it starts and stops. And then for us, we're lifestylers. We date together, but we're also open because we date separately.
Right. Open in what way?
We have an open relationship as well.
Yeah.
So
in addition to
in the lifestyle, but we also date separately.
Yeah.
So. As far as romantically, emotionally, or just sex?
Yeah, no, I guess all of those things. I mean, we don't have tons of other relationships because we really don't have time.
How far into the 6 years did you get to that point?
Oh, that was from gate.
Really? Okay. So you started your relationship open?
Yeah, definitely. Yes.
A lot of people don't. That takes time for trust and
we've known each other for a very long time.
For our whole adult life. We met at Howard in 2005.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. So
you wasn't supposed to do
you guys
that.
The gate open, right? And it's going on 6 years, so obviously it's going well.
Yeah.
This guy's
pretty cool.
Initially, Dala, I want to know, have you ever done this before? Because people are always curious, not so much with the women. I mean, even on our show, they're listening to two women that are open, right? But men, we're always confused. How you let your girl fuck another nigga? And how do you deal with it? Had you done it before? Was it something
I hadn't. It was something I was interested in, but I had never experienced. Holly was the first person I had a threesome with. And it was something I had wanted to do, but honestly, none of the girls that I was with before wanted to share me. So it was one of those things where I was interested, but never could find the avenue or the lane. So it was something that she was interested in. So it worked for us. And then, it actually blossomed beyond that. And we were both interested in a lifestyle. So it was something that
I'm going to piggyback off of that. Just to kind of backtrack a little bit. We started out as friends, fuck buddies in college. Right. So that was always the dynamic between the two of us for 10 years. It was you know, we had our own like separate we've been relationships.
Oh yeah,
we've been 16. Fucking for 16, going on 17 years.
That's some good dick and pussy.
Been a while.
It is so good.
oh yeah, I'm sorry. You were gonna piggyback. You said.
Yeah. So, so again, we were always friends, and then like six, almost 7 years ago, we found ourselves like both single at the same time. Yeah. And instead of being like, oh, let's lock each other down, we're like, can't we just still be like friends that are like together, but like let's friends. Do this.
As your feelings grew, had you ever, and I'm curious with you, Dala, had you ever had moments of jealousy the more like in love you felt with Holly, where you were like, I don't know if I can handle it?
No, not really a jealousy thing, because I like to see her have fun. And it's always been in like, you know, in a fun atmosphere. Outside of us playing in a lifestyle atmosphere, you know, the people she sees outside of me is, you know, on her own. So I'm not really a jealous person. That's not really, you know, really one of those things in my nature.
It's a very big dick thing to say.
I know, right?
You know what I mean?
Did you guys hear it drop? Like it dropped it. Like,
dick.
It like
just
hit the table.
Like, you're going to come back.
Dick ding. Drop. Not a mic drop. Dick
well,
drop.
I mean.
Right?
Yeah.
He was right, though.
Yes, in the way that, like, what you're saying, like, you know, we've been fucking a long time, right? So, like somebody, she could fuck somebody. They could give her some great dick. He can't outfuck me. Like, you know, not with her. I know her body too well. Try. Like, I could like draw your roadmap to her G spot. Like,
not a roadmap.
We'll get you a pencil, right?
Well, the last time we had a couple on, again, shout out to Jared and Shambooty. We played an icebreaker, so I do want to ask some questions. Although we've kind of broken quite the ice already, I wanted to ask some relationship questions to you guys. So the first question is, what is one fantasy you want to try that you haven't really told your partner about? And if not, if you have already shared your fantasies, how do you share them with him?
Oh, can I answer both of those?
Oh, yes.
Oh, look, he just swallowed his water.
Look, he's like, yes.
I have this director fantasy, like where I'm like, you know, directing like this, like, dope ass like video of like him and like 10 chicks, right? And I'm telling everybody what to do. And like, and in the video, like I'm in the video directing too, because I'm a bit of a narcissist, so I want to be in it too. But I'm really just kind of like, right? I'm just really kind of like, you know, telling like her, you suck a dick, and like you sit on his face. Like I kind of just want to like.
And you said 10.
Yeah.
10 women. Okay.
10 plus.
I feel like you could actually do this.
So this is how I got to 10, because like that's the number we haven't like really gotten to.
What's the most y'all have gotten to? Have you counted before, Dala? How many women at one, not in a day. Yeah. Or
day.
A night.
Oh yeah. Oh. In a day, like 8 or 10.
I mean,
in a day. It depends. Like, are we on a cruise? Are we at a party?
Parties. I mean, some parties are intense, you know? So.
I ain't been to any of them like that now.
Explain what you mean by a party can be intense. Like, just assuming that someone who's listening to this, like, has no idea what these parties are like. What is intense? Because anybody might, like, if I walk into a sex club, I'm going to be like, oh, this shit intense out the gate.
Yeah, and the first one I went to, the fact that I was at the bar just ordering a drink with the bottle that I brought in, and I looked to the right stool and someone was getting head.
Oh, wow.
As that fun. Just being my first experience, I thought I was like, oh, shit, this is intense.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what do you mean as a lifestyler who goes quite often? How do you feel like something would be considered intense?
The party I was talking about were more like private parties that can, you know, that'll get intense because people more so know each other and are more comfortable. But
he means all the dick he ends up having to throw at a party like that. That's when he said intense, that's what he meant. But like what you guys are talking about, like.
But for the sex clubs, I mean, you know, it really depends on the layout. Certain places, you know, we typically don't play at most places. You know, we live in the city, so most of the parties we go to, we can, you know, we go to the house.
We meet people, we go home. Yeah. Like, that's kind of...
Right.
Not that we don't or haven't ever, but, like...
Yeah, we do.
Usually the vibe is, like, we just chilling, smoking, drinking, like, meeting people, and then, like, making
plans. And then make it later. Make it happen later. Mm-hmm. What about you? Have you shared your fantasies with Holly? Do you have any that you haven't played out with her yet?
No, I don't think so.
Damn.
It's funny that she said her fantasy is kind of one of my fantasies. So, like, because I haven't been with that many women at once. So, I mean, obviously.
You would not be intimidated by 10 women?
No.
All right, big dick nigga. Next question. How does your partner, what does your partner do that turns you on that they don't know about?
That we don't know about. That's the hard part of that.
Y'all pretty much know each other.
We know each other so well, but one thing Holly probably doesn't, she might not know as well as I love watching her work a room when we're in a social atmosphere because she, you know, she's a social butterfly. So, she might know that.
She's me with red hair.
Only with red hair.
I don't know how. I don't know if that's something she knows as much, but like, I like just sitting back and watching her do her thing. Cause like, I don't really have to, you know, I can be in the corner rolling up, chilling, you know, got our drinks, doing our thing. And I might speak to, you know, people that I know, but Holly will like work a room, meet people. She's like, oh, this person does this and like introduce me to people. So she's definitely like, I enjoy that about
her. I love that you pretty much just went into what my third question was going to be. It was going to be about, clearly you're the extrovert, you're the chill person. What is the best scenario you would suggest for a couple to be in a sex club? If they're going with their partner, do you suggest the woman be more outspoken, or do you feel like sometimes it's better for the man to take the lead?
I'm gonna take this one. honestly, in my experience, like you pointed out, I'm the extrovert. He's more like the chill, reserved one. I think the best advice I could give to couples is like, have that balance. Like if someone, you know, if you're both shy, like somebody's gonna have to Rochambeau that shit. You're gonna have to, someone's gotta step it up. Cause like, you know, it's a very social environment and like women run it, to be honest with you. So to answer the other part of your question, if, you know, ladies, if you can be the one to be like, hey, like, you know, I'm interested or we're interested or, you know, whatever, it's best in that environment because, you know, women kind of make all the rules and like.
Beyond sex clubs though. Where do you think is the best place for someone that may not have access to a sex club or they may not be into sex clubs? Like, have you guys had situations where you've met people outside of that? And like, where does that happen for you?
Absolutely. Like a lot of folks who are, you know, not necessarily lifestyles, but friends of ours are very curious. And they're just like, you know, can we come with you to a party or like, you know. Like if it kind of asking the question you just asked, like if I wanted to go to like a play party, like which one should we go to? Oh, you guys are going to one. We're coming. Like, you know what I mean? So,
if they're interested, they're more likely to probably play with y'all than strangers.
Funny enough. No,
actually, wait, no. Now that I think about it. I've brought so many friends that
are more apt to be like, I want to play with Vanessa.
They play with other people.
Mainly because those folks tend to be like, oh, that's so crazy. You guys are so wild. Your Tuesdays, your Sundays are nuts. So I guess I don't know if it like makes them feel more comfortable to like, you know, have their wild moments with like someone who like isn't us to be able to come back and be like, girl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Me and my partner, we didn't even know the names.
Exactly. We had plenty to talk about.
We didn't even know the names of people most of the time that we played with. So like, we would go back and be like, hey, so have we met before? Wouldn't even know, but I do want to get into our vanilla shit, guys. Our vanilla shit for this week is quite funny considering we've been talking about swollen balls for probably the last 3 episodes because of Nicki Minaj. but this one actually refers to a single man, age 38, who had his swollen penis freed by doctors 2 weeks after he locked it inside of a small padlock. That is right, guys. A bored man stuck at home during the pandemic was rushed to the hospital after getting a padlock stuck around his penis and a bizarre sex act gone wrong. The bachelor, 38, clamped the metal device around the base of his manhood for a thrill around 2 weeks ago, but he lost the key and his limbs started to swell.
Oh,
he tried. He tried unsuccessfully to remove the small lock. So left it on his penis for more than 14 days until it became infected and the pain was unbearable. The embarrassed man's mother, who tried to help him, called the emergency services and firemen to his home. This took place last month. And of course, you guessed it, not Florida, Bangkok, Thailand.
Damn. I was going to say, can we play guess this race? But no.
You thought it was white? You thought it was a cracker?
I was just like, yo,
what? I was like,
I would have also thought white.
You know? You know?
But why could have been a white guy in Thailand? It's mad.
Oh, wait. You right.
That's true. It could be.
She told the medics that her son did not have a girlfriend and was simply bored because he had been staying home during the COVID-19 pandemic.
I've never
looked at a lot.
I think
thought,
a lot of people start doing dumb shit.
You know what?
I'll agree.
Fuck a lot.
You know what?
Like, okay, let me ask you, though, because we've talked about women using cucumbers. If you're just around your house, you're bored and haven't gotten sex, has there been any object you've just been like, let me put my dick inside of this?
No.
Oh, you too, Eden? No?
Not really.
Never American.
Never?
Even after American Pie, I wish that
it's so funny. That's all I think.
I mean,
about.
I wouldn't have like fucked American pie.
I'm not fucking a pie.
Yeah.
You're not fucking a pie?
But when you were a kid.
I mean, we all saw American Pie.
Right.
But you never were like, what would that be like? It'd be hot. Like, just, I don't know.
So, I mean, a pie is warm. I get it. But it's not.
Not burn your dick hot.
What about like a jar of Vaseline? Wouldn't that be like a cool feeling? Because it's kind of room temperature.
This is why we don't have dicks.
You just don't know.
I'd rather just have some pussy.
Word.
I'm saying if you can't.
But it's not the option.
If you can't have pussy, what would you use around the house to put your dick in?
I just use my hand.
Just your hand?
Yeah.
Maybe you could just stick a bunch of, I guess.
Okay. Well, so after,
still, I was going to say,
Vaseline.
Like, I was thinking of this like toothpaste, like lotion tube. You just keep squeezing lotion into a fucking thing. And
yeah.
If y'all had dicks, what fruit would you put your dick in?
Oh.
Not a grapefruit. I heard it burns.
Yeah, I heard that's too much acid for your dick.
You don't want to sit fruits.
Watermelon seems the safest and the easiest.
Oh, wait, it's water,
right?
Oh, you're good.
Thank you.
You do a
watermelon
sounds good, yeah.
It's water. Oh, you smart, girl. Like it's that wet. Come
right,
on, watermelon.
Exactly. Right?
You know?
Okay, the seedless watermelon.
There we go.
Even though that has to be man-made, but anyway.
Of course.
Right.
Y'all always wonder how 5 years later we're still talking about shit that we just don't understand. So I actually ended up was like, damn, a lock? And I know you sitting here like, nah, there ain't nothing I could think of. So I went digging and looking. I said, well, what are other alternatives for cock cages? Okay. And I came across actually lockedinlust.com. This is not an ad, but they just had alternatives that I was like, oh shit. One of which is actually a spiked anti-pullout. What? And I wanted to bring this up because I was just like, who the fuck?
Like when you reverse the tire?
Yeah, they do also have padlocks, surprisingly. So I don't think this man was far off. They do have padlocks for men. They have crotch rocket strap-ons and all these other things. But I wanted to read about the anti-spiked pullout because it's actually something that as you get hard, it forces you to go back soft. So it says,
what's the point in this?
BDSM. So these spike, it says that these devilish little spikes will ensure that your slave will get a painful reminder for any unauthorized erections. So this is something that's used.
Ball torture is like a real thing.
It's a real thing. Okay, no. Like Weezy and I have talked about this even at some of our live shows. It's the perfect accessory to give you more control and remind your slave that you can deliver pleasure or pain to their penis anytime you wish. But basically, the spikes are added.
Pleasure only, please.
This is a pleasure only, please.
Yeah.
But like, what about...
There is safety
little
information.
Little things like maybe biting, right? Like nibbling on a dick.
Yeah, like, do you like your bite dicked on or slept on? Or?
No. Don't step on my dick.
But some men do.
What about you,
Eddie?
Some...
Whatever you do.
But I'm thinking like
dick.
Little shit. Dick. For example, like... Women make like their clit spanked or some shit like that. Is there?
No, I like a good choking, like a good like cut off.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the genitals.
Yeah, no. Oh, yeah, but I'm
so like I just there's about nothing. There's nothing. Just lips and tongue.
I mean,
and pussy.
I mean, you could slap it on your face.
By the way, does that feel good or is it more so just what's in your head?
It does feel okay. So. There is a bit of a sensation, right? Because you figure you have like that the if you get a good slap, right, you get in the under part of the head on the cheek.
The frontal lobe?
Not the head. Hello, is anybody home?
Right. So, you know, you get that good, you know, then you get that sensation on the under part of your... Yeah, exactly.
Especially if she was sucking it. Now it's wet. Now it's that's wet, a solid exactly.
Yeah. I always thought it was like a dude's just ego, just like slapping the shit out of you with their dick. So you actually like the feeling. Interesting.
There is a feeling, and then you figure it... If she's holding it, if she slaps herself with it, then you know you get that the rush from the rush of the blood.
Oh, like squeezing it.
Yeah, exactly.
So, come on, science.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, I don't know what's in my dick.
Yeah,
I think
he was just like, the blood just going, get harder. I am not mad. Well, I'm definitely going to end up passing the hors d'oeuvre to the two of you. So okay. Our hors d'oeuvre segment is a sex tip. I would love not only each of you to share a sex tip, but you are one of the very few couples that I know has kind of been able to juggle successfully a unicorn. So a lot of people ask how to get thirds. So I also want to ask y'all that. But let's start off with sex tips. I feel like you just gave us one.
Yeah.
So Holly, give us a sex tip and then we're going to get into sex tips with unicorns.
It could be for women on women. Dick sucking tips, something you want people to know about eating pussy, whatever.
Oh, okay. I think the only tip I would give is like, you know, keep it fun. Like do something like interesting.
How often?
Like all the time. like find like something super random, like, ooh, baby, put your leg over here and like, you know, like find different ways for him to go deeper, or like suck his dick upside down, like. In a bridge.
Different shit.
Yeah. What's the last different shit Holly did that you were like, oh my God, because in 6 years, well, 16 years of fucking.
Right. Is there still shit that is new for both of y'all?
Yeah. There's still, and we're always like, we're ridiculous. We're like, oh shit, what was that? Like, we're high-fiving. We're like, damn. Yeah, we
just fucking like, you know, random places, you know, the hallway. Like, Holly really likes fucking in the hallway.
Of like your apartment building?
No, like in the crib. Like, just like,
That's some tall bitch shit. Like, I'm sorry.
I can't tell you what that's about, but like, he'll just like, if we're passing each other in the hallway, like we're going to do different things. Like he may be going
into
the kitchen or right. And then if he's just like, if we can't pass each other and he can't like, you know, pass go and just has to like grab me and slam me against the wall in the hallway, like you just have to have me right now. That shit.
Not really fuck me to pass go. Does she collect $200 as well?
I collect a lot. I collect a lot. I
talk to each other in the hallway. Are you telling me y'all fuck so much and it's so intense still all these years later that you can pass each other in the hallway and fuck there?
I think that's so sweet. Interesting. And I love to hear that too.
Not me saying a tweet.
That's why like the sex could get boring after having sex with the same person.
Yeah.
For so long. But you guys also have sex with other people.
Right.
Does that, you think, affect keeping y'all sex life so spicy? The fact that y'all can go out and have sex with others and come back to each other?
I mean, it definitely plays a huge role. Like, do you know what like type of sex you have after like kind of doing like a replay of like what kind of sex you just had? Like, oh yeah, I remember when you were hitting it
bad
back. Like,
make you guys want to fuck each other more? Like when you fuck someone in the
bed? Yeah. Absolutely. And it usually happens like separately. Cause if I'm having bad sex and he's around, I'm like, hey, like, you know, like come take care of this.
I've definitely seen that in the play situation where it's like, I'm like, oh damn, she's not having that much fun. I'm like, okay, I gotta wrap this up so I could go.
That's true. Some teamwork.
It's true.
I mean, at the end of the day, that's the main thing.
Now like, this is a scenario where you're looking. But I'm curious to know if you guys do MMF threesomes. Do you enjoy that too?
That was our intro into the lifestyle, which is so different from how it usually happens. It's usually like the girl who's like, oh yeah, let me bring in another girl. So like when I realized I could like be in the lifestyle with Dala was like one day we pulled up on a friend of his that I hadn't met yet. This was like 6 years ago. And this friend, like, he was just like, you know, like speaking to his homie, like, and this friend was fine, like tripping. I'm like,
Holly.
Like, what? Yes, he was so hot. And like, he knows me. This is my boy. Like, right. And he knows me. Like, we're best friends. So like, I didn't have to say a word. He's like, you checking out the bro? Like, you interested? He's like, I'm looking at like both of them looking back and forth like, damn, you know, because we're always taught you got to choose. Right. And he legit. Right. You're like, eeny, meeny, miny, damn. I want them both. Right. So he hit me with the like, why choose? like, why pick? You can have us both. And I was like, come again one more time.
And guys, if you're
I get a what?
Yes. Both of them are black.
Yes.
We have a black couple sitting here saying
we black
things.
Black.
We met at an HBCU.
We're black.
Dollar gave it away. But Holly did not.
I'm not very good at giving away the black via like recordings. So hi. Make sure you view this. I'm black.
Had you and your friend ever done something like that before?
Oh yeah.
Not at the same time, but we figured like we grew up together. So we grew up in the same neighborhood. There were girls that, you know, we had like, oh, you hit that. I hit that too. Like, so I knew, like, I wasn't surprised that she was into him because it was like, we kind of resemble each other.
I meant like you and him, right? So y'all hadn't done that.
Nah.
But you kind of set that up and like, I'm assuming you and him didn't even talk about it. You just know your girl fine. So you like, whatever. And since she was your girl, right? At the time.
So we were kind of just friends. We had just reconnected. We were fucking again. It was like, oh, like, so he, you know.
Was there a conversation that you had after? So the thing is, a lot of women even are scared to ask for it because they automatically think that their partner is going to look at them different or disrespect them.
No, totally.
Was that a conversation that y'all had to have before or after? Like, did you have that conversation before or after?
So both. Both. We had that conversation like beforehand because, again, I wasn't going to ask. And I'm bold. Like, I've always been very, very, like, you know, straightforward. Like, this is what I want. I'm going to go get it. But I was still kind of like, I'm a little like, oh, no, maybe I'll talk to him later. Like, I wasn't going to be like, oh, give me your boy's number. But he legit was like, you know, like, I can set that up for you. You don't have to choose. Like, you know, you could chill with us, which I had never, ever, like, heard of before seen. I've always seen us be in that position, you know, where it's like, oh, yeah, let me bring my friend through. But never had I, like, you know, this is his best friend. This is just, like, somebody he knows.
And your ass offered it too?
Right.
Come on.
And so,
like, your best friend, this is Mark?
Yo. So the other part of that is, like, we never really, like, we weren't seeking out a relationship when he and I, like, reconnected. And I think that's what made us kind of accidentally on purpose form some kind of like relationship, because it was just like it naturally, like, organically happened because we were friends. We were friends who were really close, and we just kept getting closer and closer, but we were always friends. So I was concerned about like there being like a lack of respect lost. Like, this is his best friend, right?
Right.
You know what I mean? So aside from being worried about what he would think, I'm like, yo, this is your boy. You know how guys are. You know how niggas are. Like, oh yeah, no, I hit that. Da, 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 da. So like that never happened. Like, he never, ever, ever, like, treated me differently. It was never like that. Shorty, we both smashed. None of that. Like, he, to this day, like, has always had, like, the utmost respect for me and kept me, like, you know, like, family. Like, you know, like, just very, very close like he is with him. But, like, never, like, ever try to, like, play me or slut shame me or anything like that.
Well, let's talk about the sex when that happened.
I need to know how that shit was, bro.
It happened. You guys had a conversation. And you guys end up fucking, like... Did you feel like, since that was your first time doing that together, were you like, I gotta give him more attention? Like,
yeah. And then I was like, damn, I need a few more friends. Like, I just want to, like, one, like, they were both really great. But then two, I was just like, I mean, I want to, like, I want to share.
How did the night start off? Like, when you, okay. did you plan it?
I'm not going to lie.
That was a Molly night. You guys spoke about Molly. That was like the last,
y'all niggas both got it up. Good for you.
Yo, right?
That was back in the Molly days. Years ago.
Molly in them 8-10 years ago days.
Oh yeah,
that's why we don't play. That's why I don't play.
That's exactly why we don't.
It's because it's just different now.
Yeah, it's a dice game.
And for anybody listening that may not know what we're talking about, so like, you know, Molly is a form of MDMA, which has been known as ecstasy, but ecstasy now is a form of who knows what you're going to get. There's some MDMA, but it's just a pressed pill. And Molly is little crystals. They could be yellow. They could be brown. They could be clear. And people always say they know it's good depending on the color. And we all don't really know. They wash it. They change the color. It's like all mixed up. You really don't know what you're going to get. But what we do know is that 10 years ago when they started making crystallized MDMA and taking it and extracting it and not having it be ecstasy anymore, and it was this new thing, that's when people were getting a different version of what they are now. However, something I was also reading similarly is like, you did Molly 10 years ago, I did it 10 years ago, you did it 10 years ago. There's also, people will chase that high. It's like a crack thing.
That's true.
You may never feel that first one again. Right. So whereas you might be like, this shit is trash, someone who never had it is like, oh my God.
I did it 3 months ago.
There's a big gap in there.
And it was amazing.
And y'all both got it up. Shit. So you guys, where were you when you guys had your sex?
We were at his house. Yeah. And
were you
at the friend's house or your house?
His house. Were you like, okay, how do I start this?
Yeah, hell yeah. I'm to this day, I don't care how much of a like a vet or a lifestyle. I don't give a damn. You're always like, okay, how do I start?
How is this going to start?
It's always like the junior high like dance. Like, do I get out there first? Do I wait for someone else to start dancing? Like that shit. So I'm sitting in the middle of them on the couch. I do. That's usually one of my
moves.
Wait,
that's what you did?
That's your party trick?
Pull your party trick. Like,
you just pulled the tits out?
Flash them. No.
She didn't usually, this time, but that's usually her trick.
I wish I'd have gone in that easy. Anyway, that's my go-to. So I'm sitting in the middle of the two of them. We're like watching TV. Nobody's watching this fucking TV. We all know why we're here. I'm why we're here. No. I started making out, like Dala's to my right, and I start making out with Dala, and I kind of like start like choking a homie's dick, right? And like we like, and then I started stroking, because that was the fantasy. I was like, I just want to stroke two dicks real quick. Like, if this all doesn't work out tonight, at least I got to do this thing I want.
That does
do.
Look like fun. So much fun. Like a workout, I feel like.
Right? Definitely shake weights, like two.
Are
of
you
them.
Good with your left hand?
Not really.
You can,
but
you
know, I'm ambidextrous.
I would probably enough, just like try to squeeze.
You know what I mean?
You can write with both hands.
Out. Yeah, I can write my name with both
me
hands
too.
Like
me
I'm
too.
Like I can.
Yeah,
I can do it, baby.
You are
yeah, yeah. Hey,
so tell us more.
Right, back to my night.
fuck that, man.
That's for you. That's for you.
Okay, so I'm making out with Dala, and the homie starts like kissing me on my neck. And then like, it just kind of really spiraled from there. And then I'm giving him head, and then I'm giving him head. And like, while like I'm giving the homie head, like Dala's fingering me or eating me out. And then like when I switched, oh, like back and for the rest of the night, it was just kind of like a
ping seesaw.
Pong. Yeah. Like a seesaw. Like, ooh, that's true. It was a seesaw. Okay. So it was like, for the rest of the night, it was kind of like that. And they shared so well, you know, everyone waited their turn and like, you know, got in where they fit in. And it was really
you
hot.
You know what I think about so with like threesome, but I always think about the weird shit. Like when I think about a sex party, I'm like, what do they eat there? When I think about
the one in Atlanta had a whole
male, female threesome, I think about a nigga talking to me. Right. And then I think about another nigga. They got to like say something better. And then are they talking to each other? Are they talking about how good my pussy is? And if they don't have a conversation about it, is my pussy whack? What's going on? What are y'all niggas thinking? Why are they saying, oh, one nigga's just talking about how good my pussy is? Oh, it ain't for you? Then what? Like, what's going on?
That's a good question.
That's I didn't what I mean think about. Of. Can any you think of something things. That happened that night? Did y'all talk to each
did
other?
Did you compare the dick sizes?
We all do. We always do.
Okay.
Like, no matter what, we all do.
Like, internally, like, you're just
internally
like...
Internally or like...
Yeah.
Well, I guess internally,
but you know what's
right.
fun? You know what was really fun? It wasn't like one was bigger than the other. It was like different. Like, one was like thicker than the other, and then one was longer than the other. I was like, okay, these are both awesome. I remember, I was like, everybody wins, you know?
It's so weird, because that's been my conversation. Like, it's not like I'm also... So I'm not only super shallow with like the look, like... Yeah. Dick,
the curve.
Like, it has... That. No, I don't want a skinny, curvy dick. I don't want a short one, like... And so,
Goldie Cock.
Like, literally, yeah. Literally, when I went to, I just went to a sex club in Atlanta, and like I was making out with this girl. She was beautiful, but she was a dom. But her man looked like a Spartan. He was gorgeous, like 6'7", tatted up, a whole like tribal thing. I was like, oh my god, Jason Momoa was here,
right?
And but he was nice. Black version, and so I was like, I knew I had to go to her to get to him, and so we all started playing together. And when
that's so funny to me,
what
I knew I had to go to her to get to him.
I did. That's how it kind of works.
A fun position. I'm the her that usually chicks gotta go through.
You gotta go through,
you know,
and so
fun.
And I could tell that they for sure wanted to play together. So yeah. I was like, okay. But when we started all playing, we both went to jack his dick off at the same time, and I swear to God, I started going like this. And I just dropped my hand. I said, I ain't even gonna fucking jack this little tiny thing off. It was hard.
Were you just like, I'm tired? Like,
no, I was just like,
just slither away.
As soon as, yeah, I dropped my hand, continued making out with her, which I was just like, girl, you wore red lipstick, so my whole face was red. PSA, yes. Real quick.
Yeah, fact.
If you were going to a sex club, I know it looks slutty and beautiful, and you probably just think you look like Jessica Rabbit. Please do not wear red or maroon or dark colored lipstick to the fucking sex club.
That's so true.
Girl, I was leaving. I looked like my whole mouth had a rash. But it was just her lipstick all over. And I was just like, fuck. And red, you know, fucking same.
Even that the Matt is the harder you. One. And I'm going to tell y'all, people will buy Matt thinking it's better for making out. It's harder to get out of skin.
That's 100%. You
should not do Matt if you're going out with your homegirl. I mean, well, hopefully you get go home with someone too, but if you're going out and you don't expect to be making out, Matt is better for longer last or stay. Or like if you're whatever. If you're at work.
Maybe it's
if you're about to make out, do not. Please. Just buy the regular shit.
Yeah.
It's just buy chapstick, yeah. Bitch. Just
no make lie. Sure they that's, moisturize. That's my go-to.
Especially
because I know I'm going to roll
like,
up.
Like. Even gloss, glitter. There's certain things you just want to stay away from at the sex club. I think glitter is a very big one. But yeah, even lip gloss. Yes, it looks good. It might glisten under the fucking galaxy lights. But now when you kiss, it's fucking sticky. Yeah. Yeah. And do you know how many girls I done kissed and I'm just been like, we got to get from the first kiss and then we like got to wipe it off and then go back to kissing. I'm like, bitch, what was the purpose of this?
What was
the you look good you without could, the,
you
lip gloss.
The lip gloss.
Need it.
You could have just
just like a squeegee for I agree.
Hold on.
Funny enough, the night I met you, that happened to you and I was like wiping it off for
oh,
you.
Oh yeah, I had gloss. Like, but once I found out it wasn't a fucking sex party, I wanted to look cute. Yeah, I went downstairs and I said, why is no one naked? And they were like, oh, it's not that type of party tonight. I said, oh, I'm just here for a party. I got so mad.
So you guys had
a party party.
No, I got so mad. But then by the time I was so drunk, I didn't even know I like molested my man in the corner and like dogged him and
she
shit.
Was good and that. Drunk by the time she found out that it wasn't.
Wasted by the time I
we're
found
leaving.
Out.
She's like, bye. Like, it was awesome.
Oh, it's not. We're going to leave.
We won't be here much longer. You guys enjoy the rest of the party.
Outside of sex parties, you guys have the open relationship. What's your piece of advice for couples listening that have been curious about it or that are watching you and
about open relationship?
Yeah. Just I'd for say, like a new
definitely have that open communication.
Yeah, you gotta talk to each other.
Yeah. Because if you wanna have things outside of yourselves, you have to have that comfortability with each other first.
Absolutely.
If you don't have that foundation, it's gonna be really hard because it's always gonna be that doubt. Like the thing that I think makes it easy for the two of us is that we don't have the doubt because we have the time proven to, that trust. We have that. I know she has my back. She knows I have her back.
Yeah. Do you think, and this is a controversial question, but some people say they're open, but the woman won't sleep with other men. Do you believe that's an actual open relationship? Because to me, that's a boundary set. You can't fuck other niggas. You can fuck other bitches.
So,
I mean, I think that would depend on who that boundary is set by.
Yeah.
Good point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's exactly like what I would say about that. Like, remember I told you guys earlier, like our relationship is customized. I think every relationship should be customized.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And one thing we noticed when we joined the lifestyle is that everything we did was so different from how everyone did like their version of the lifestyle. Like every single relationship had like, you know, different like boundaries and different like, you know, some were like, oh, we don't kiss, you know what I mean, or like, oh, we don't play unless we're in the same room together. There were a lot of things that we were like, oh, okay.
I mean, you know, I think people even have their rules for sure. The few times we've gone to the beach, it's like become a class with them. Like I've sat there with my man and we just asked them questions. Like we've sat and asked both of them questions. And you guys, I want to get into this as well because I think this is major outside of just threesomes.
Yeah.
You guys have successfully achieved a unicorn to an aspect. And I want to know
what that
vetting process was look like. Like, how do you get a unicorn? Again, for the people listening, take out your pens and papers, guys.
This is home mail for everybody.
Just put your applications in. No, I'm kidding. Well, okay.
A unicorn refresher is a single person joining in with a couple.
Yeah.
Yes.
First things first, Ala pointed this out earlier, but I just want to reiterate because it's really important. We've seen situations fall apart due to this. Before you bring someone else into your relationship, please make sure your shit is solid because it is going to be catastrophic when you like bring another person into a big old ball of mess.
Right.
And it's going to expose the shit out of your mess to each other and everyone
And it's usually
involved.
Visible to that person.
Exactly.
So that
it makes
comes
them
off unattractive.
Extremely
so, you
uncomfortable.
Know, you want to have that cohesive
Definitely.
Mess together.
When I had a unicorn guy, I remember the first thing that I didn't realize I was doing was we were both venting to him about why we were mad at each other.
Oh, yeah.
And and it wasn't necessarily like her and I were good day to day, but those little things we never really fixed.
Yeah.
Always like we're both calling the nigga. Damn, nigga, why you ain't answering the phone? You on the phone with her? Because I'm mad at the bitch. You know what I mean? And it wasn't smart. Okay. Yeah, like you can't do that to your unicorn. It's not fair.
That's a lot of stress for them to take on.
Yeah.
Remember, this is a friend of yours that's like coming over and like, you know, either coming over to your house or coming inside of your bedroom. And like, you know what I mean? It's not your therapist. You know, it's not your couple's counselor. It's not fair to put them in that position. It like, don't like get someone and then cause them to like choose between the two of you. Cause then they could just date you separately. Like we've had situations where like that, where it's like, you know, we could just, there are certain situations where, oh yeah, like we can see this person together, or, you know, that's your bitch. Like, you know, what I mean? Like, keep her over there. Okay.
Has that happened too, where you felt like maybe a unicorn was coming in only being nice to you to be with him?
So I've seen that happen to other couples.
Okay.
A lot of times what ends up happening with us is like, I'm like, you know, like, remember the term like strictly dickly?
Yeah.
Like I'm just kind of like mostly dickly, but I like women, you know, like I love women. So like, but like when it comes to women, I'm just kind of like really chill and cash. And like, he's like the ultimate boyfriend. Like he's such a good boyfriend. Like he can like, if you spend like 24 hours with him, you'll swear like, you know, do we go together now?
He loves me.
He loves me, right? And I've seen him like just like the dig at a chick and she's just looking at him like, oh my gosh.
But
like,
you know,
I'm like,
what?
I get it.
That I really do think men should be doing for unicorns, as long as that boundary set. Because a lot of unicorns are attracted to the couple's relationship. Not just like, I think you're pretty, I think he's cute.
Yeah.
I like what y'all are doing.
Exactly.
So if you start treating me differently, which is another reason why I don't like when women put too many stipulations on it, because if I'm attracted to the essence of this, and then the nigga can't do certain things, like, it's like,
I'm getting pieces of the things that I'm actually attracted to, which I agree with. Funny enough, our unicorn, taught us this term the other day, and I promised I wouldn't forget what it was. It's compersion.
Yeah.
We talked about it.
Yeah. And I think it's so dope.
Because pleasure in your partner having pleasure.
Yeah. And like one thing, okay, so remember when I was like, if you have like a shitty situation, like bringing someone else in will expose that. If you have a beautiful situation, bringing someone else in will expose that too.
And hope you appreciate it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And for us, like in our experience, we've been noticing like we already adore each other. Like you've seen us, like we have a secret language. We're ridiculous. It's gross. But
they even have matching tattoos, guys. And I know we talk about tattoos.
That's sweet.
And what's the name of your tattoo?
It's Infiniminy.
Infiniminy.
Just like how many we love each other.
Girl, I'm sick.
Like, thank you. I see what I mean. Yeah.
Like, no, but it's so cute that like I want to throw up in a good way. And fuck you. Oh my God, I hate you guys. What are you doing later?
See?
No bullshit. That's a real thing.
Yeah.
Like I saw a couple in the airport recently and I remember thinking they were so cute about little things. Like he was attracted to me. She was cool with it. It was very obvious.
Right.
And she refilled his drink while he was talking to me and little things. I was like, oh, y'all are making me sick, but also.
Right.
Like that shit is very sexy to people.
And it's infectious. Like it makes you, not necessarily in the way of like, oh, I want exactly what they have, but like, I want something like that for myself. Like I want, you know, and being around that type of like environment, being around people who are like that, like helps you kind of, you know.
I'm not before we get out of here, how messy has it gotten though? Who's been like, I need this nigga?
Oh, you know, it's wild. It hasn't gotten messy, like for us, like, which is like high five. Like we always, cause we're so close. We just know like when some shit's going to get weird. And it's never really gotten messy in the lifestyle or with like, you know, a third. It's usually the outside like relationship.
Oh my God. I'm and so not, glad you brought that up. Like I even said that, like, going on double dates and talking to just people that are in this, like there's the least amount of judgment. Like I said, I felt like I was asking y'all to take me to school when we was at the beach. I was like, and so how do I do this if this happens?
Right.
How do I communicate about this?
Yeah.
What I like and what I don't like. And one of the craziest things is, although yes, there's so many people involved in your relationship, it is one of those, while people think immediately, oh, someone's going to come in and steal you away from someone, it is really the complete opposite with so many people that are pure lifestyle.
Yeah.
And I think you guys are able to focus on just each other, loving each other and communicating about the things you don't like, that you like and don't like.
Yeah.
As far as, and again, this is not to monogamy shame, but in monogamous relationships, a lot of time you're constantly trying to catch your partner doing something you said they can't do.
Yeah.
Oftentimes with other people.
Yeah.
And so I love that. I guess before we get out of here, I want you to both explain. A lot of people have the notion that if you can have sex with someone else, maybe y'all don't love each other. A lot of people associate sex with love. Yeah. And I want to know just where your mindsets have went to where you know Dala fucking loves you to death. It doesn't matter how many other women he plays with or has relationships with and vice versa.
Yeah.
Like, what are y'all's, like, what would you have to say to that?
So, and I promise not to take this whole piece because I know this is one of our favorite like questions we ever get asked. You know how like the family dynamic is when you love your mom, you love your dad, and like you love your sisters and your cousins and your brothers and everyone. And no one ever feels like, oh, because you love your mom, you don't love your dad.
Mm.
Like, have you ever noticed that never actually fucking happens?
But right.
That is the case in life and people and humanity and love, period. Like, love in its purest form can be given like to multiple people without having any effect or impact negatively.
I'll tell you what, though. You know, I think that the difference is, for me, I do believe that, but no matter what anyone says, I don't believe it's equal. I do believe that we generally reserve one separate type. There's someone there that's more of our quote unquote main.
Yeah,
and obviously it's the case for yours. Now, some people will argue that and be like, no, I can love them the same. I don't really believe that. Over the years, watching even just small reality shows, right?
Yes.
With Sister Wives or Big Love or different shit, there's someone, even if it changes.
I hear you.
You're kind of shifting to one word person is kind of your main.
Right,
I really
right.
think that's a real thing.
I agree. But like, just to be clear, I'm not saying that. Like,
no, I know you're not.
You love people the same because hell no, I don't love it.
But you can like spread the love. Yes,
right. But I'm saying, and the main part of that is it just not having an effect or impact on like your.
That's why the core person's got to be the strong relationship thing.
And you're not going to give your all to a bunch of people. Like, let me be clear. Like, us being open and then us like, you know, being in the lifestyle, we're not like giving equal parts of ourselves to all these people in our lives. Like, no. And that's not the expectation
yeah.
of anyone, like not our friends, not, you know, our unicorns or like thirds or guys that I'm seeing or girls that he's seeing. No one's expecting to get like the dollar treatment from me or like, aww. You know.
But I was also going to say, I hate the idea of this hierarchy of love. Like, do you love me as much as you love XYZ? And right. I think that that's also one of those unrealistic expectations
yeah.
that we set on ourselves and lives and relationships.
All the
like
time.
The idea that, like, I know even getting in new relationships, asking your partner, well, do you still love her? Yeah. Referencing the ex.
Yeah.
Which like I a think lot of people silly. Don't just lose love because they're no longer with yeah. someone.
I think uh-huh. in love and is definitely the term.
I think okay. that's tough because like, I to what Holly was saying, it's hard to put one form on love, right? Because
yeah.
love is, you can love people in a friendship capacity, right? And I think when you think of love in a friendship capacity, then it's more of a broad spectrum. You're able to look at it and it's more all encompassing. But when it's like in a relationship form, then people try and put more parameters to it.
Yeah.
So with what you were saying, right? You can have friends where, say, we're all friends, right? Now, I know you, say I've known you for 5 years. I've only known you for 2 years. I love you both,
mm-hmm.
right? But because I've known her for 5 years, I might have been through some things with her that I love her differently. Not that mm. I don't love you, but if we get arrested together, I don't know that you're going to hold it down the same way that she did.
Maybe
you know what I'm saying?
It's not like that.
Arresting though. Because dollar bill, y'all.
This episode. We were doing so right. good.
Look,
they're
like,
small.
See, you did. You put it in my head subliminally.
So I want to speak back to something that Mandy said, and like to go back to what you're saying too, love. Like being careful about like putting those measures on things. Like, do you love me as much as or blah blah blah? It kind of brings me back to our word that we came up with, like infinimini. It isn't measurable. You know what I mean? It's like, it's something that's just beyond like, you know, an amount or, you know, like the metric system or, mm-hmm. you know, numbers. It's just something like our love is that. Like that's our love. It's, you know.
Yeah. Well, the rest of the world's on Tinder right now. So
yeah, I was about to say, I love it. Well,
are you guys
I'm on
Tinder? We're on Tinder? Like I was about to say,
Tinder.
Well, like the whole world.
Are y'all on multiple dating apps together?
Yeah, yeah,
also,
yeah.
Do you guys meet?
Not Not together, though. Actually,
separately?
We've been on like lifestyle like websites together, but like he's got a Tinder profile, I've got a Tinder profile. I like pick the pictures for him. I'll be like, no, I'll do this one.
With his dating app.
Yeah.
My Tinder profile like, needs help. I haven't updated nothing.
Guys are so bad.
Well, they're gonna be like, are you from Horrible?
Yeah.
What are y'all's Instagram handles? If anyone was interested in maybe slotting in them DMs, could they like?
Yeah.
Go ahead and drop your Instagram handles.
I just changed it, by the way. I'm Miss Holly Dallas. Like,
nice. Damn, not you putting his name in your Instagram name.
That's actually my Cash App name.
That's the Cash App. That's our Cash App too. For one. mine is $Jones_718.
Okay, not you with the New York area code at the end.
That's so Brooklyn.
Typical.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad that you guys are finally able to come on here and share again just how you guys again have this customizable relationship that I hope for anyone listening has taken some of the pressures off some of our followers looking to place labels on their relationship. Again, I think that you should customize your own and what works for you guys, what works for me, what works for Weezy may not work for you. Mm-hmm. Eden, I don't know if, are you dating? Okay, I'm sorry.
No, but there's bitches out here trying to fuck. Hey. Clients trying to fuck.
His you name can't is fuck at, thank you, Eden, if you want to go ahead and slide in his DMs as well.
I have a number too, I can give you.
But no, thank you guys so much for joining us, y'all. Their information will be in the description of this episode. I want to thank y'all for tuning in. I have a box drop coming soon. Hopefully not yet. Hopefully not by the time this episode drops. But if you want to go ahead and join my mailing list at officialboxowner.com, I am dropping my 1 year anniversary box this month, and I'm so excited. I made it to a fucking year in my COVID business. So I'm super excited. Again, if you haven't yet, check out at officialboxowner on Instagram and officialboxowner.com. Weezy, do you have anything before we get out of here?
Yeah, come check our Instagram for the live show dates. We're going to be on the road in a few weeks.
We show in.
Can't wait to see you guys.
Oh, we're coming to New York.
Starting in New York. You know what I'm saying or whatever?
It's so crazy because we were wanting to make New York like finish off with a bang, but instead, because we just had to wait a whole fucking year and a half, we are actually kicking off our Horrible Decisions live show. We're taking you guys back to school, but we are doing that. That's right, in New York. We do have two dates. So again, check the description of this episode to see if we are coming to your city. I do want to announce we are doing New York, DC, Atlanta, and LA. And so I'm excited. The rest of the cities, I know y'all want us to come. We will be hitting you guys up in 2022. So stay tuned. Also, as always, we're going to leave you guys off with a 5-minute bonus clip of our Patreon. That's right. If you're all caught up and want to see more, go on over to Patreon. There's bonus content and all that good shit. So that's patreon.com/horribledecisions. Again, thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you, Holly and Dollar.
And this has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. Bye. It's bonus bitches.
Mandy just took like a huge yawn and stretch. We just had a live show last night, y'all.
We did. And I ain't gonna hold you. I did not want to motherfucking record today. My voice, it's raspy. I was like, ooh, I have a weekend off. Never do I ever, though.
Bitch, you have
I did
want
to shout out to all of the patrons real quick who came out and pulled up to the live show at Sony Hall last night in New York City. It's so crazy, though. If you're a patron and came to a live show for the first time, please leave a comment under this episode. I was so shocked at how many people said that was their first time going to a live show.
Me too. Like that, I think, was the most first timers I'd ever heard in one room.
I've ever seen in a
room. I also, for the first time, like got a lot of feedback from friends like immediately after the show, which normally like I need some time before I can hear some shit. And this was probably the best feedback I ever got. And two things I found interesting. And this is not me trying to sell VIP tickets, by the way. I'm sure maybe it could be a venue thing. So Brianda and Alex both told me, or Brianda said she sat in the back, and it's not even that much of a back for the beginning of the show, and sat in the front towards the end. She's like, Weezy, I had a totally different experience. She's like, I don't know if it's because the fans are in the front, like crazy fans, or if people get distracted in the back. She's like, but I felt like I was like really in the show in the front. And I mean, obviously the front for any show is good, but
This year, just so you guys know, Mandy and I, if you've ever been to a show, we go, well, I go out into the audience a lot, but we pick a lot of people from the audience. And we generally will go upstairs, downstairs, wherever. And this time, being that we can't meet all of you, we are choosing from our VIP section. That is one of our ways to, you know, throw an incentive in there, along with like the obviously the better seating, and we give you some merch as well. But yeah, like I did find that interesting, and I was like, I wonder, and I think that's my biggest thing for myself is like how to make sure the back is always included, because I'm sure it must be difficult. You know what I mean? Like when you're a room of hundreds and hundreds of people, and I even think about like Howard, you know, we're going next week and it's two floors, but I went up there last year or 2 years ago. Yeah.
Howard Theater, I literally said this to Bridget last night. Sony Hall is my second favorite venue. Howard Theater, of all the venues that we've done, is by far my favorite venue. Like, I love the DC crowd. I love that upstairs, downstairs vibe. I also like the venues that allow our Horror Hive members to kind of, it's like a dinner and a show. Like, I like when they can eat and drink and do those type of things. However,
speaking of drinking,
however,
is we, Mandy, is we I think I, say, okay. Right. I'm going to say it. I wasn't going to say it.
Okay, you can say it. You can
say it. But I need to make sure it wasn't this person.
Yeah, so don't call out that person. Just call out the table.
Well, then let me not say nothing. Someone that got on stage. Fine. Someone that got on stage.
But it might not be, so don't say that.
No, I'm saying someone that got on stage was sitting at a table that ran out on the bill.
And what I tell you also real quick. We know
five tables.
That it's been we know that it's been a pandemic. We know our tickets, you know, that's why we go above and beyond with really trying to give a really good show. But the first time ever that Weezy and I have been doing live shows, we've been doing live shows since 2017, by the way.
I was embarrassed.
So Vinny comes down and he's like, girl, like five tables walked out on their bill. And I was just like, to be fair too, the server was new. So he probably wasn't.
I was going to say maybe everybody else seemed to have closed out before him.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'll wait and be mad that somebody's taking so long with my bill before I'm going to walk out on this shit.
Me too.
So I did feel really bad for him in that instance, but here's the thing, y'all. I don't know when y'all stop sneaking liquor into places, but I implore you to do so if you think there could be a moment that you will run out on your tab. The last time I remember seeing some shit like this happen, I was at a fucking Steak and Shake prom night. Nigga, I'm not used to this shit. I am not used to this ghetto shit. And we all ready to black show.